Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Leadership is not a role for everyone. So better the hard truth than a comforting fantasy. Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts, one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. Want to be an effective leader? In this brief episode, three hard truths about being an effective leader that so-called leadership experts are definitely not telling you. These three hard truths from stellar guests on 97% Effective will, one, expand how you think about leadership, and two, get you rethinking if you really want to be a leader. So, if you are in for feel-good, inspirational, leaders eat last, servant authentic leadership, you can tune out now. This episode is not for you. But if you want to get the outcomes you seek, let's dive right in. Hard truth number one, it's not all about collaboration. This tough insight comes from a chief pilot, yes, airline pilot, and former U.S. Navy mission commander. She took us up to what really happens in the cockpit when you're 45,000 feet in the air, losing pressure in a thunderstorm, and can't see the runway as you descend into Bozeman, Montana. Listen here to Chief Pilot Tennille Cromwell when the mission is on the line.
You and I have discussed this in the past. There is a time and a place for collaboration and synergy. And then there's also a time and a place for absolute decision making. And, you know, and that would come from an emergency scenario where it's not really a collaboration. It's these are the actions that we're going to do. And that oftentimes may not be a time where we get everyone on the same page. So I don't want everyone to think that it's, you know, always kumbaya and everyone's like holding hands in the airplane. There is a time and a place for that decisive decision making.
The takeaway? Not making an absolute decision can kill and lead you and your team and your mission to fail. So be clear, as Tennille says, on when there's a time for collaboration and when it's time to make the call. In fact, the number one mistake I see in leaders is not the abuse of power, but their failure to use it. They fear offending. They want to be all-inclusive. They worry about being seen as bossy. But the alternative? Not completing the mission. Not making a decision can kill. So ask yourself, how might I be holding back or abdicating the power I have and the decision I need to make. In that incredibly popular episode with Chief Pilot Tennille Cromwell, she dispelled myths and shared best practices, providing 4 insights that leaders can learn from pilots that will both accelerate your career and make you extremely effective in your job. And that takes us to hard truth number 2. Think beyond hearts and minds. Listen to Professor Don Moore at the University of California, Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He's the author of Decision Leadership, and he's on a mission to have us think much more broadly about leadership and the skills we need.
In our book, we want to encourage readers to think broadly about the ways in which they influence others and exercise leadership roles, regardless of whether they're sort of nominally at the top of some organizational hierarchy. The truth is that leadership manifests itself in all sorts of ways. Decision leadership, and the way we articulate it, is all about you build systems to make it easy for people to choose wisely, to make choices that are consistent with the interests of themselves, the organization, their teams, and the larger society of which we're a part. If leadership is about influencing the behavior of others, if leaders seek to matter because they exert a positive influence in the world, then doing so in a way that comes at a small fraction of the cost of changing people's opinions about something, but nevertheless has the exact same desired outcome in terms of changing behavior, we think that qualifies as leadership.
The takeaway? Influence is more than just talk and fancy speeches. Think about your power to design. Don is right. Too often, we're lured by the siren song of inspirational speeches, thinking narrowly that that is our sole job as leaders. When in fact, leadership is much more than those speeches. It is about, at the end of the day, getting desired outcomes. So ask yourself, how might you design, structure, create nudges, as Don refers to, that can affect or lead to desired organizational outcomes or even behaviors? Also ask yourself, what power or levers in your organization do you have to make that happen? Quite a few of them are not at the top. That episode and conversation with Don was excellent. And he's even putting his recommendations and research in practice as he moves from being academic and professor to also assuming a role as associate dean at the Haas School of Business.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, executive coach Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
And that takes us to our third final hard truth, and perhaps the most jarring for those who drink the Kumbaya Kool-Aid. To be effective as a leader, you need to, well, let me pause and let the one and the only Professor Jeff Pfeffer at Stanford share that insight in his own words.
But I think Machiavelli here has an extraordinarily important insight, which I think people forget, which is if you're going to follow the Stanford Business School's motto of change lives, change organizations, and change the world, the first thing you need to do is be in a position of power. So the leader's first responsibility is to keep your damn job, because once you're out of your job, you're not going to be doing well for yourself or your family, but you're not going to be very effective in getting things done once you lose your position. So before we worry about what kind of a leader are you, are you this or are you that, people need to worry about making sure that they keep their position. Because once you're out of a job, your ability to get stuff done is going to go way, way down.
The blunt takeaway, keep your damn job. Because once you lose your position and support, it's almost impossible to get anything done. Ask yourself, am I paying sufficient attention to what and who keeps me in my role? Professor Jeffrey Pfeffer at Stanford is the author of 7 Rules of Power and multiple other best-selling books. He's also been a tremendous influence on my coaching practice and the way I view leadership. What a pleasure it has been to have him on 2 episodes here of 97% Effective. And in that most recent episode, Jeff argued that much of power is generated positionally, and that if you lose your mandate, especially with those who keep you there, you cannot get things done. And he makes an additional argument worth listening to in that full episode, that power has an insulating effect. The more power, the more you are forgiven. So there you have it. 3 hard truths that will make you a more effective leader that you are not going to find or hear in those feel-good TED Talks, motivational conferences, and CEO speech reels. In summary, 1, get comfortable making decisions. Think about Chief Pilot Tennille Cromwell descending into Bozeman. 2, think beyond hearts and minds. Expand how leaders get outcomes through Professor Don Moore's decision leadership. And 3, keep your damn job. Take note of Professor Jeffrey Pfeffer, the provocative thought leader on power. Remember that leadership ultimately is about getting things done, often in the face of inertia and resistance. Indeed, leadership is not a role for everyone. So better the hard truth than a comforting fantasy. Understand what is required and what you'll need to be effective. So see you next week on 97% Effective, where we advance careers and accelerate your impact, one hard truth at a time.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.